cause why, cause why, cause why Zuluganda bom Tarazo Moshe Muri Zimbabwe Lingali Chonanjanim Tarazo Moshe Zimbabwe Moshe. If you tuned in right now, you tuned in to Live Talk at the Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Muri Zimbabwe Tarazo Moshe. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo, munhu wese ari kupinda muchirongwa chinomugamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Muineni Mike Hove. We're coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, the 9th of November, 2021. Muri Zimbabwe, I'm your host, Mike Hove. Nasi muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, siqhubekela phambili sikhangela okwenzakalayo elizweni okumayelana ngokumemetheka kwe-coronavirus kwendrambeli. Tichitarisa nyaya yekuparara kwedenda recoronavirus. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on youth-led programs that are helping Zimbabwe better fight the COVID-19 pandemic. We're going to be joined by several young people, amongst them is Babusi Nyoni, who is the founder of Sila Health. We're also going to be joined by Dr. Tinotela Tumemeza, a friend of the show. He is the president of Avaxi Global. And of course, we're going to be highlighting other programs. Now, unfortunately, Muriya Zimbabwe, tonight's program is pre-recorded. I'm sure a lot of you can see with an Amtranja's call live. So unfortunately, you're going to be unable to call in live to give your contributions. However, we're still streaming this conversation on our three Facebook pages, that being VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, and of course, VOA Shona Selina Kofi Zuluganda Bawuti Lako Upala Imivonenu, Yurai Maundreyu, Pama Page, Lupa Facebook, Pa VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Pamuchetene Pa VOA Studio 7. You can also, for our YouTube fanatics, we're broadcasting live on our YouTube page, VOA Zimbabwe is the official page. And of course, for those who are used to streaming our program on our websites, we're live as we speak on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and of course, VOA studio, voanjebele.com. So, Lina Kofi, Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe, Zakangano Kutina Pai Pagan, the chef. Don't forget to press the share button so that we watch the number, the program in our numbers. And of course, linga kwetu kufikisela lapha ukubhala ukuthi like, to press the like button ukuze sibone ukuthi ngempela 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 umsakazo omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle sisonke like so silithothe phano pachirongo chenu chenu chiki. Also feel free to write your comments in the comment section so that we see your feedback on tonight's program. Now, without wasting time, Muri Zimbabwe, let us delve into it as usual. First up, an update on COVID-19. Let us head over to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare. Now, recently, the Ministry of Health and Childcare released a statement on COVID-19 that reads, "The COVID-19 pandemic is raging worldwide and Zimbabwe is not spared. To date, the country has over 132,926 cases and 4,675 people have succumbed to the disease. In the absence of effective medical and health interventions, whilst adopting the physical distancing and masking, herd immunity remains the unmet need for the Zimbabwean population. The government is still accelerating the implementation of national vaccination program. The program has reached a national coverage of 38% of the targeted population as at the 31st of October 2021. Now, that's one of the statements. Globally and nationally, public health discussions have been ongoing regarding extending vaccination to children and other special groups, such as pregnant and breastfeeding mothers. Based on the available scientific data in line with the Medicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe guidance, the specialist pediatricians have recommended that the vaccination of the 16 to the 17 years age group with the Sinovac vaccine be possible. The protocol for younger age groups is still under consideration." Now, Muri Zimbabwe, this is some of the information. Now, the ministry further states that it wishes to advise the public that COVID-19 vaccination to the 16 and 17 years age group has been approved. All the provinces, secondary schools, colleges, universities, and vaccination centers are hereby required to commence the vaccination campaign of this age group with immediate effect. For the avoidance of doubt, the only vaccine type eligible for this age group is the Sinovac vaccine. So that is the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare in regarding what they're going to be doing with the COVID-19 program, regarding how they're going to be managing the program, and of course regarding how Zimbabwe plans on reaching its 10 million vaccinated herd immunity goal. Now, without wasting time, Maria Zimbabwe, let us head over to another program that was recently released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare that focuses and explains more in terms of how Zimbabwe is going to be reaching this 10 million herd immunity goal. Let's take a look at a clip that we have courtesy of the Ministry of Health and Childcare's Twitter page.
Zimbabwe aims to achieve 60% herd immunity from COVID-19 with the vaccination of 10 million people by the end of the year 2021. The global goal of fully vaccinating 10% of every country's population by the 30th of September 2021 was set in May by the World Health Assembly, and almost 90% of the high-income countries have met this target. 9 African countries, including Zimbabwe, South Africa, Morocco, and Tunisia, had reached the 10% goal at the beginning of September 2021. You may be wondering, what is herd immunity? Herd immunity occurs when a large portion of a population becomes immune to a disease, making the spread of the disease from person to person less. As a result, the entire population becomes protected, not just those who are immune. We know that COVID-19 spreads through close contact, making crowded areas potentially deadly. But when some members of the crowd have immunity, that changes. COVID-19 vaccines train our immune system to resist the COVID-19 virus and reduce the chances of its spreading. As more people gain immunity by vaccination, the number of infected people diminishes. When enough people have been vaccinated, it is easier for the government to open up all aspects of the economy. Stopping the spread of COVID-19 requires us as a nation to use all the tools available. Protect yourself and others. Vaccines are available at your nearest health facility. So, let's roll up our sleeves and get vaccinated today. Remember, no one is safe until everyone is safe. This message has been brought to you by the Ministry of Health and Childcare Zimbabwe, with generous support from Chicken Inn, Revive, and Baker's Inn.
Well, Zulu Kandaba liyazibonela ngempela okwenzakalayo elizweni, nawe uhulumeni uyasho ngempela ichasisa okuningi ukuthi bazafika kanjani ku-herd immunity lapho elizweni. Over 10 million bayabesihlatshwe ijekiseni elivikela ukumemetheka kwe-coronavirus elizweni. Sikhuluma nje, there are several different vaccinations that are there elizweni. Ngeviki edlule abakhiphe umbiko besisho ukuthi hayi ngempela abantwana 16 abafika ku 17 sebenelisa labo ukuhlatshwa leli Jackson elivikela i-coronavirus i-Sinovac. Uhulumeni ushilo ngempela ukuthi bazazisebenzisa isikolo esijiyeneyo, ama-colleges ajiyeneyo, kanye nezinye inhlelo ezikhona elizweni ezihlaba abantu ijekiseni leli, ezithuthukisa uhlelo lukahulumende lokuhlaba abantu leli jekiseni. Sakamuri yeZimbabwe muri kuzvinzwira kamega zviri kuitwa nehurumende patinotarisa nyaya dzezvirongwa zviripo pari zvino zvakanangana nekubaya vanhu nhomba inodzivirira kupararira kwecovid-19. So that was an update on the vaccination program courtesy of the Ministry of Health and Childcare. But now, to delve into tonight's discussion, Maria Zimbabwe, earlier on I mentioned Uthi Namhlanje Uhlelo, we're going to be focusing on the works of Zimbabwean youth in terms of the programs that they are running that target, of course, helping Zimbabwe better fight the COVID-19 pandemic. As mentioned earlier on, Namhlanje Uhlelo, we're going to be joined by Ubabusi Nyoni, Sikhuluma Njalo, Dr. Tinotshinda Simemezo. So first up, I had a conversation with the founder of Sila Health, Babusi Nyoni. Now, Sila Health is a tech company that focuses on healthcare. Now, this company that we're specifically focusing on for now, Sila Health, has helped thousands of Africans across the continent better access quality healthcare. This is, of course, Zimbabwe included. So without wasting time with Zimbabwe, let us head over to my conversation that I had with Ubabusi Mnyoni. Babusi was able to join us via telephone. Let's hear Ubusi yena ubethini njalo uzotshela okuningi nale nkampani yakhe.
We have plans that start from $9.99 per month. Mm-hmm. Right? If you know how much medical aid costs in Zimbabwe, you know that what we're achieving on behalf of our customers is almost unreal. Mm-hmm. And this $9.99 per month, it's less than the cost of a Netflix subscription. So if you know you're living in the diaspora and you're contemplating getting care for your relatives, I can tell you confidently right now that we have customers on our platform who are paying $9.99 per month, who are getting free prescription delivery every single month for their parents. And we have that peace of mind as well. It would be, you know, if they do get to a point where mama needs to see a doctor or, you know, needs access to a dentist, they don't need to rush now to send money to these money transfer services that have their high fees. Mm-hmm. And Lakofuti, we also have AMA caregivers that visit your relatives at home. So it's something that I didn't touch on earlier, but you know, you won't even have to worry about utumzale wakho will now have to start getting transportation to get into a town because they've gone to dokotela, she's going to climb stairs and the elevators don't work. Mm-hmm. Our doctors do home visits, our nurses do home visits every single month. They give instructions on medication and all of this starting from $9.99 per month.
All right, Babusi, thank you again for taking time out to be with us on the show. Let's focus a little more on the Health Pass that you guys have running, the Health Pass program. What exactly does this program entail?
So this one provides you the most basic care. It's basically the most affordable safety net. And what that means is that, you know, you pay that $9.99 per month, and there's a fixed number of doctor and dentist consultations per year that your dependent is eligible for. I'll just have to check on the dentist perks, but I think we also definitely do have home visits as part of this $9.99 plan. And, of course, the benefits start to increase as you go to our most affordable plan, which is the $99.99 plan, which is the VIP plan. But in between that, we have smart devices to monitor, you know, your health, to check, for example, diabetes and hypertension at home, of which the nurse will visit you and give clear instructions on how these devices are meant to be used to, you know, to collect proper readings. And we also have for VIP customers a concierge service that includes, amongst other things, you know, a driver coming to pick you up to take you to your appointments, as well as feeding you in town should you need to take medication before, sorry, you need to take food before taking medication, for example, and other things that include ambulance cover. And very soon we'll also introduce an underwritten hospital plan that will be an accompaniment to all of the plans that we offer.
All right, Babusi, thank you so much for that. Let me hold you on the line there. There's a video that I'd like to play of the Bulawayo City Council Communications Director, Unesa Sambopo, where she focuses a little more on the partnership that Sila Health has with the Bulawayo City Council. Now, here, of course, she's focusing on the COVID-19 program that you guys are running alongside the City Council. So let's head over to that video, and when we come back, you get to tell us a little more.
As a city, just like the rest of the world, we are faced with the COVID-19 pandemic, which firstly is a global pandemic, but secondly places a very large demand on information. It is our mandate to ensure that our community has access to accurate information about COVID-19, but are also able to get this at the comfort of their home. We know that Bulawayo, like the rest of the world, is now technologically based. And to this end, we've been working with Sila Health, which is an African healthcare startup company, which was started by someone from Bulawayo who is based overseas. And through this partnership, we've come up with an app. The application is an information application that is targeting our community. It allows us to engage via chat platforms, and it looks at, firstly, what is COVID-19? It gives us a breakdown of what the disease is. Then it also tells you what to do, who to contact to get assistance.
Right, well, as Lugandaba Ali Sandubugela, if video era go Sigazi, Unesa Mbofu, she is the communications director, Pansi Gwebula City Council, Ma Muria Zimbabwe, Tinoesa Ndajukurusa, Munuese, Arinesu, Panuka Chobachiri Chevichiki, Magwakona video ka, ya Nesa Mbofu, Yuoka Information Director, Pansi Pebula City Council, Varuku Chauraka, Chizere, Nezo Chirongwa Chavai Nacho, Apo Waruku Chikizana, Ne Kamba, Yesila Health, Pachirongwa Tinawaba Busi Nyoni, and Yuoka Mfungamiri with company Yesila Health, Chinangwa Chirichokubatsira, Zara Zimbabwe, Pa Mwechete Nezumo Zara, Zezumo Nika, Zirma Africa, Munyazo Tano. Now, Babusi, tell us a little more about the partnership program that you have at Yesila Health with the Bulawayo City Council.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Mike. So to give you some background as to when we began this partnership, this started out during a time when the city of Bulawayo was crippled in its ability to test for COVID-19 at a time when the virus was starting to take a grip. And we stepped in and offered our services to disseminate critical information at scale and measure the impact of the city's response, and also, of course, reduce the spread of COVID-19 by deploying our chatbot that offered COVID-19 symptom assessments in the languages available in Zimbabwe, and providing this data to the city of Bulawayo, as well as allowing people who were identified as potentially positive to know exactly which departments to call or which institutions to visit, which they require actual testing and contact tracing. Mm-hmm. And we did this, and the key results from this effort within such a short period were, you know, close to 600% improvement in patient outreach, as well as a 15% reduction in call center queries, which meant that we were handling a lot of the burden that would have fallen on the City of Bulawayo's Health Department through means that we had developed as a company since 2019. Mm-hmm. And this was a case study that, you know, we were able to employ in other places around the world. And I'll, you know, take this opportunity again to applaud the City of Bulawayo for being so progressive during such a critical time and, you know, sparing no expense in ensuring that the lives of the citizens of Bulawayo would be, you know, taken well care of and, you know, not compromised by lack of access to resources, as was initially the case around the world, especially in the global south, when COVID first came to African shores.
Now, Babusi says, we're now reaching the end of our conversation here. As we wrap up, I want to focus a little more on the work that Yesila Health is doing alongside or in partnership with the, Zimbabwe's Ministry of Health and Childcare. And of course, not just the Zimbabwe's Ministry, because you mentioned that you guys work across the whole continent. So tell us a little more about the partnership that you guys will start off with Zimbabwe and then, of course, expand onto other governments that you're working with.
Yeah, so we typically don't really work with ministers of health, but we partner with municipal level healthcare departments and initiatives at that level. We also work with non-governmental organizations, so we have various partnerships with some youth-led organizations, as well as you know, long-existing health-focused organizations that have a footprint in Africa, to offer our technology to help them increase their capacity and widen the reach of their initiatives. And most recently, we came on board with an initiative between the Africa Union, the Africa Center for Disease Control, as well as the MasterCard Foundation, to deploy $1.3 billion with the Africa CDC to save lives and livelihoods through a COVID vaccination program that will be carried out over the next 3 years across Africa. So what we're doing is thinking, you know, beyond structures that can often limit innovation and looking to create partnerships with, you know, for example, Nessa Mbofu, who, you know, as I said before, you know, is really forward-thinking, and as we've realized recently, the Africa CDC as well, creating these partnerships to really accelerate access to healthcare in Africa, making sure that the tech that, you know, has been built in Africa for Africa can be used for the very people that it is meant to serve. And, you know, going forward, we see more partnerships like this one with the Africa CDC, as well as with more non-governmental organizations that have wider footprints across the continent, being more the norm in our efforts to increase access to healthcare in sub-Saharan Africa.
Well, Babusi, thank you so much there for taking time out to be with us. In closing, could you tell people more in terms of where they can find these services of Sila Health? And of course, most importantly, why you think it is so valuable, so important for them to subscribe to your services?
Yes. So if you are a Zimbabwean living in the diaspora, you most probably have loved ones back home, and I would really encourage you to reach out to us via our Facebook page, that is Sila Health, or find us on our website, which is www.sila.health, and send us a message through our contact form, or send us an inbox message, or, you know, write on our wall on Facebook, and just find out what we can do for you. You know, we're here to serve as abameli, basically, for people living in the diaspora, to ensure that the best quality of care can be procured for their relatives back home. And if you are living in Zimbabwe and you have limited access to private healthcare and also, you know, limited spending power, we also do have our chat-based platform, which is the SysJoyce chatbot, which is accessible via WhatsApp. I think you can find a link to that on our website as well. Or you could also search for SysJoyce on Facebook. And this will give you instant answers to any questions that you might have about your own health. These include questions around sexual health, for example, that you might feel, you know, nervous to speak to a family member about, or might not think it's worth going to a clinic over. But, you know, these are things that we handle every single day privately. It will be your dedicated healthcare assistant, and this is something that is being used by over 60,000 people around the world at present. We have plans that...
All right, then, Maria Zimbabwe, you just heard from Ubabusi Nyoni there. He is the founder of Sila Health. Information director we Bulawayo City Council Mzwari Nesambofu nao vachitsanangura zvisere nezve chirongwa chavainacho apo vari kushanda pamwe chete nekambani yeSila Health. Kambani yavo iri kushanda nemazvo mhuri yeZimbabwe mukubatsira vanhu vanogara munyika dzakasiyana siyana muAfrica kuti vawane mushonga kana kuti mishonga pamwe nekurapwa zviri nyore, iyo yatinoti nechirungu easy access to quality healthcare. Kazhinji tinonzwa vanhu vachichema-chema nenyaya idzi dzeutano, asi ichona iwo pane kambani iri kutungamirwa newechidiki wekuZimbabwe, chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe, vaBabusi Nyoni, vari kudzanzi for $9 per month. Munokwanisa kuwanawo rubatsiro rwamuri kutsvaga munyaya dzeutano. For those tuning in right now, thank you so much for joining us. Muri Zimbabwe, you tuned into Live Talk. The connection, unfortunately, Lina Corfi. Remember, this is a pre-recorded program, so you can't join us live. However, for those that are looking to give us their feedback, or of course, Lina Corfi, which we're still available on our Facebook pages, those being VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and of course, VOA Studio 7. Skonanjalo, we YouTube, as we speak, our official page is VOA Zimbabwe. So don't forget, Muria Zimbabwe, you write my comments. Share the program to talk to and of course, share your comments so that we can receive your feedback. Mure Zimbabwe, the connection, Lilami Umaikove. I'm not afraid to die. Shout out there to Mr. T. Darida. Swa-i-di-di-di-darida. Just signal their partnering up with Roots Africa and a very important message. As Gezai Maoko, Regaif Saungana, and the COVID-19, Chiripo. Shout out there to Mr. T. Darida. To watch the full music, to watch the full video, and of course, see more of his work, visit his digital pages. Of course, also link up with the Roots Africa Live corner, visit their pages. Now, I'm going to Zimbabwe, I'm going to go to the here we're focusing on healthcare programs that are being set up by Zimbabwe youth. That are helping Zimbabwe in its fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. Earlier on, CES Akoka Lo Babutinyoni, who is the founder of Kokeleon Kananiso, yes, the last help. Next up, we're going to be heading over to a conversation that we have with our medical expert. He's a friend of the show. He's been on the show a couple of times. Dr. Timothy Nemeza. He's the president of Vaxi Global. Now, to hear more about the work of Vaxi Global and, of course, how Vaxi Global is contributing towards Zimbabwe's fight against the COVID-19 pandemic, I reached out to Dr. Timothy Nemeza. We had a conversation via telephone. So let's head over to that conversation. Linga kwati Lugandaba. Nyora ima comments in the comment section. Kujo kiono maondroi. Pamsoro pezwe chongwa chati na kwa nasi chongwa. Lati nzei urukuru ya lagaita na doctor na sena sena meza.
Right. So Vaxi Global is a global health security company. So we're a digital health verification company and we verify health documents and health record. And in particular, at this present moment, we verify COVID-19 test certificate and also vaccination.
All right. Well, Dr. Smemeza, once again, thank you so much. As usual, we really appreciate having you on the show. You always bring such amazing knowledge that helps not just us in terms of the discussion, but our listeners. They really value. So now let's delve into it. The last time we had you guys on the show, focusing on Vaxi Global, I had the entire board. And the main topic of discussion at the time was how border crossing was contributing towards Zimbabwe's COVID-19 cases, because a lot of people are crossing borders using fake COVID-19 certificates. Now, is that pandemic still ongoing in Zimbabwe?
So, there are cases here and there, but so we have tried to mitigate that challenge through our Vaxi Global system, whereby when a lab tests a certain person for COVID-19, when they generate the result is then tied to the patient's infection through biometrics and also through digital QR code. Mm-hmm. So this QR code readily found on the certificate, such that when the person is traveling or at the border or is flying, the QR code can be easily scanned through our Vaxi Global system. Can be verified to their name, also when the test was done, mm-hmm. and whether the test is authentic or not. So we've tried to contribute this to the service at Zimbabwe through various labs, including one of the largest labs in Zimbabwe, Lancet Lab, mm-hmm. That is using our QR code system so that the people who are traveling and also people who have been tested and the people who require to verify this information, like governments, like universities, can be best assured that the test is actually legit and verified.
Now, let's talk a little more about the functionalities of Vaxi Global, what you guys do as a company on a day-to-day basis. Could you kindly tell our audience a little more about that? Like, what exactly is there to Vaxi Global? Tell them a little more about Vaxi Global as a company.
All right. So we work in conjunction with laboratories that are permitted to do COVID-19 laboratories that have been given grants by the government and the Ministry of Laboratories to do COVID-19 tests. Mm-hmm. And these labs that are doing standard tests. So what a person does, they go to the lab and gets a swab from the 19th. And their information is put on the lab information system and also on our Vaxi Global system. So when the results come out, whether they're positive or negative, a QR code is then generated from the vaccine global system that is then attached to the COVID-19 certificate to prove that it's actually authentic. And that code can be easily verified in any port of entry, and also be it airports or the road port, whereby those who are verifying can easily scan the QR code, and the person's information come up, say this person actually went to the lab, mm-hmm. get the test done, and they didn't just print out a certificate that.
Now, there's some people who probably have used fake COVID-19 certificates, and they don't understand why people like yourselves are making a big fuss of it. So whilst we're on the discussion of fake COVID-19 certificates, could you kindly explain to our audience why that is such a bad thing and why it's so important that they use a legitimate COVID-19 certificates, especially when it comes to things such as border crossing, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, it is dangerous, particularly if you are going to be mingling with people, particularly if you are on the plane, which is a highly aerosolized system, sort of like a closed system. And imagine traveling a 20-hour flight, and fake certificate will probably have COVID-19 that hasn't been confirmed, but have it. So during that whole time that you're flying, you're actually spreading this pollution that we say is epidemic. And it's like, imagine a plane of 100 people. You are in that flight for 20 hours and you easily spread that pollution to 100 people that are from different nations and probably from different backgrounds. So the danger that is there in terms of the easy and traveling with fake documentation is really, really serious, and it shouldn't be.
All right, Dr. Simeme Zarekaibo, basa ipamrome ipapo chimbo ziyanyai nerimirwa mai. Kuitira kuti vanongotaura ushona vanyatsonzwisisa nyaya yatinayo nhasi mushongwa. Totanga tichitarisa kanyaya yekambani yenyu yeVaxi Global. Ndachikumbira kupfumitsananguro kune vateereri zvizere nezvebasa ramunoitwa sesangano reVaxi Global.
Okay, sangano redu rinobetsera kuauthenticata matest anenge aitwa nemaresults anenge abuda kana munhu achinge atestwa tichishandisa digital method yemaQR code, atinoisa pamacertificate anenge agadzirwa nemalab anotenderwa kutesta for COVID-19, such that pakunotaka barcode iri rinenge rakaatacha neinformation yako yemunhu anenge atesta. Paunoenda kunenge kutiwa COVID-19 test, vanenge vari guaranteed kuona kuti sure ii test ndeye mazviro kwazvo. Munhu yaakatesta kuwanikwa asina chirwere, saka test iyi iriauthentic. Isusu seVaxi Global tinobetsera kuona kuti matest anenge aitwa ndeye mazviro kwazvo, vanhu havasi kufamba nemapepa ivo vasina kuitwa matest. Saka munhu paunoenda kulab yakatenderwa nehurumende yeZimbabwe kuti iite maCOVID-19 test, information yako inotorwa yoiswa palab system, yoiswa also paVaxi Global, such that a QR code is generated that is then put on your certificate when your results have been processed and they've out. And then that QR code inobetsera kuti paunenge uchifamba kungave kukwira ndege, kukwira bhazi, kana kunge uri pane vanhu vakazara vanhu, test yaunenge waitwa iyoyo inenge iri authentic, iri easy traceable, kuti yaitwa kulebriti, yaitwa kumanguvai uyezve yabuda nguvai, such that vanhu havafambe vane matest efake zvataiona zvichiita mazuva ekuta.
Tichitarisa ka mashoko amakaparura pawebsite yenyu, pawebsite yesangano renyu reVaxi Global, ndakamboverengawo mashoko anoti kambani yenyu yakanyanya kunangana nekubatsira vadzidzi pasi rose kuti Zimbabwe chete. Ndanzvikumbiro kumutsanangurawo vateresi zero kuti kambani iyi iri kubatsira vadzidzi sei.
Saka chandinotanga kutaura ndechekuti isu tinoshanda nemalebha akatenderwa nehurumende taite matesi. Ende tinokurudzira kuti vanhu vaende kunotestwa kumalebha aya anotenderwa. Munokwanisa kumaona pawebsite yedu, Vaccine Global website. We have all the labs that are allowed to do COVID-19 tests for the purposes of traveling, kana kuti the purposes of social engagement. Ese aripo palisi yedu. Aya, zvinobetsera kuti kana ukatestwa pazviro pazvo, result yacho inobuda iri yechokwadi. Kana either iri positive kana iri negative. Kana iri positive, woita zvatinenge tichitaura mavhiki ese to self-isolate for 10 days. After that, kana uri right, unokwanisa kufamba zvako usangana nevamwe. Asi kana iri negative, unochenjerwa kuita zvaka uchingoita. Izvi zvinobetsera ku dhiri nevanhu kure chirwere ichi checovid-19 chatekeshera nyika yese pasi rose. Saka kuitira kuti maresults edu anofanirwa ari taiwo taiwo, saka unofanira kuti uwane maservices edu malaboratory akatenderwa anova ariwo pawebsite yedu, such that maresults anobuda avewo emazviro kwazvo tibetsere kuti chirwere checovid.
Aiwa chakunza zvakanaka Dr. Silo, tinotenda simemeza zvino kutandava uhlelo Silo. Dr. tinotenda simemeza ingcwethi kwezempila kahle nguye njalo okhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Vaccine Global. Sikhuluma nje le nhlanganiso isebenza gadalala bedlelana lohulumende kamongameli yeMaseli Mnangagwa besebenza ndawonye logatsha olukhangela ngezempila kahle i-Ministry of Health and Child Care kwezokuthuthukisa eleZimbabwe kwezempila kahle, ikakhulukazi kulesi sikhathi eleZimbabwe lilokhe lilwisana ngaleli gcikwane le-coronavirus. So Dr. Simemeza, back to you. As we wrap up, I'm sure that people were really curious in terms of where they can access more information about Vaccine Global and, of course, where they can find more of your services. So do kindly tell our audience how they can get a hold of you guys as Vaccine Global.
All right, so you can find us on our website, which is vaccineglobal.org, or you can say vaccineglobal.com. It will come out, and you can always communicate us through our website. We are also on all social medias. Twitter, our handle is @VaccineGlobal. Instagram also @VaccineGlobal, and Facebook. And you can even get in touch with us on LinkedIn @VaccineGlobal.
Well, thank you so much there. To Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza, friend of the show, medical expert, the president of Vaccine Global. Ubechazisa ngempela okuningi ngenhlelo zabo njengenhlanganiso njengenkampani iVaccine Global, and of course are focusing on how bona njengenkampani are helping Zimbabwe therapate umkhuhlane lo we-coronavirus. But now, whilst on the discussion of COVID-19, there's a lot of people to this day who still don't understand to what extent COVID-19 can affect people, and of course why are all these media publications and why government itself is making such a big fuss around the spreading of coronavirus, and of course the whole idea of social distancing, ukugqoka mask, nokugeza maoko, and so much more. Recently, a US-based organization named the Southern African Community USA, popularly known as SACU, had a town hall whereby a young Zimbabwean who contracted coronavirus spoke more about to what extent COVID-19 affected him, and of course he urges Zimbabweans to continue observing the COVID-19 protocols, so gezani zanda, practice social distancing, and of course aligqoke ama mask. Zvisinei kuti namba dzevanhu vari kubatwa necoronavirus munyika iri kudzika. Let's hear more from Greg Jarisha, a young Zimbabwean based here in the DMV. Of course, to watch the full town hall that was hosted by the Southern African Community USA. They were focusing on COVID-19, focusing on the vaccine, and focusing on lockdown. Feel free to visit their Facebook page. Let's take a look at what Greg had to say.
So in January, on January 3rd of this year, I was tested positive for COVID. Those are probably the most painful 2 weeks of, you know, of my life so far, because that entailed me coughing You know, and when you're coughing, you're literally choking. You feel like you're actually drowning or suffocating. But in my experience, I was home coughing. I was choking. I was sitting in bed, literally not able to breathe. And it felt like also, you know, you have a really terrible cold because your nose is congested. And breathing is impossible through your nose. And anytime you try to lay back or anything, especially at night, that's when really apparently you develop all the mucus that slides back into your throat, so it makes you cough again. And you literally have a constant headache the whole time. That lasted for a good, literally 10 days. I had no taste. And in those 2 weeks, the only thing that really worked well for me was when I was, you know, in my language, they kunatira. Kunatira is when you take a blanket, you boil some herbs, and you cover them yourself and just to steam it out. And so when things were at their worst, that's what I relied on to breathe. But the unique thing about me is that within, after soon after that, I was cleared end of January, January the 23rd, saying, oh, your corona fee tested negative. Praises and everything. I was singing, rejoicing, thinking, hey, now I'm clear. Now, since corona started, I've been considered an essential worker. So I work in marketing, but the company that I work for produces and sells vitamins and supplements. So obviously I was taking vitamin C. I had access to all the best supplements out there. And so clear lungs, all these products just to clear out your system of all the virus, you know, tried it all. So that helped. I was cleared, went back to work. And surprise, surprise, beginning of this month, unfortunately, I tested positive again when I went in for a regular checkup with my doctor. And so that's because the whole time I was coughing, I was still having this cough that never really went away since, you know, corona happened.
Well, Maria Zimbabwe, you heard there from Ukrek Jarita, a young Zimbabwean based here in the DMV. Lapha kwele Melika, obechazwa ngempela, this ordeal, as he, of course, encountered the COVID-19 pandemic, explaining as to why it's so important to observe all these COVID-19 preventative protocols. But now, whilst on the discussion of the works of Zimbabweans, who are all helping in their different manners, in Zimbabwe's fight against the COVID-19 pandemic, let us head over to a report that was recently done by VOA correspondent Columbus Mavunga, Ubechazisa Ngempela, about the works of an artist who's using his craft towards educating Zimbabweans on what should be done to prevent oneself from contracting the COVID-19 pandemic. Let us hear more from the report done by Columbus Mavunga.
The 40-year-old Zimbabwean sculptor David Ngwerumo now has what he calls COVID-19 coloring. His exhibit called Arms encourages people to take the COVID-19 jab to help the country reach its vaccination target of 60% by the end of the year. Another one called We Are Torn encourages people to sneeze into their elbows. And the most talked one encourages people to mask up in an exhibit called MJ, named after the late US pop icon Michael Jackson, known for wearing masks and gloves.
Now, I'm using his figure around this COVID pandemic on my art to show that Michael Jackson gave us a warning that mask up. And his figure shows a finger pointing out to us as a people, saying, mask up.
Ngwerumo has posted his pieces online to keep people from coming to his studio and potentially spreading the coronavirus. Art dealer Shingirai Mafara says he wants to hold an art exhibition to display Ngwerumo's work for a wider reach.
So I find these pieces very, very pivotal in terms of not just putting back Zimbabwean art sculpture on the map, because we're definitely back on the map, but also setting awareness to the entire world. Let's get vaccinated, let's wear masks, let's social distance, let's hold hands and try to get through this together.
Ngwerumo's work has also caught the attention of officials in Zimbabwe. Artists like him, the country's art council representative says, are thinking outside the box.
The situation has taught our artists to be resilient, taught them to be imaginative and to be creative in terms of sustenance and how do you make a livelihood in such an environment which is not easy to operate when sources of income, creating money or making money has been closed totally.
Ngwerume hopes to work with art auctioneers and use part of the proceeds to get personal protective equipment or PPEs for Zimbabwe's health workers. Zimbabwe's doctors and nurses have struggled due to lack of adequate resources while working in the front lines of prevention and treatment during the coronavirus pandemic. Columbus Mavungam for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Well, Amuri Zimbabwe mthakazo mhleli sanda ukuzwa okunengi ya inhlelo esikhokhelwa ngabantu abasakhulayo. They just saw a report elsewhere in Japanese indaba. A correspondent yomsakazo we Voice of America uColumbus Mavunga ubexoxa lomnumzana uDavid Ngwerume, an artist based in Zimbabwe. You know, umsebenzi wakhe ngempela as an artist, as a sculpture, umuntu osebenzisa ama sculpts akhe ukuthi afundise abantu okuthile ngokumemetheka kwe-coronavirus elizweni. Ebatshela okuningi ukuthi hayi izilokane bakumele liqhubekele phambili ligqoke ama-mask, lingaminyani njalo ligeze izandla. Sakandiwo kamabasa arifithwa newethibiki muri yeZimbabwe Manzwa. Report yayithwa nemthapiwe nawu we-Voice of America vaColumbus Mavunga apo vanga vachikurukura navaDavid Ngwerume ane zvebasa ravo ravari kuita mukubatsira Zimbabwe mukurwisana nedenda reCOVID-19. So zvinokanda vahuhlelo uhlelo lwetu lwavasakhulayo, wonke umuntu osanda kungena kuhlelo, everybody that's joining us right now, welcome. If you tuned in right now, you're tuned into Live Talk, the connection I go by the name of Mike Vobe. Namhla zvinokanda vachiqhubeka sihlaziya okwenzakalayo elizweni okumayelana ngokumemetheka kwe-coronavirus elizweni. Sixoxa ngabatsha ngenhlelo zabo ezisiza eleZimbabwe ekulwisaneni ngomkhuhlane we-coronavirus. Lingakhohlwa izilokanda bokuthi lilakho ukubhala imibono yenu kukhathi lethu ele-VOA Ndebele, and we're going to be reading those comments alive on air. Chirongwa D Connection muineni Mike Hove muri yeZimbabwe, munhu wese ari kupinda muchirongwa pari zvino tinotenda zvikurusa. Unfortunately, tino urombo chirongwa chedu chatiri kukupai nhasi hachisi live. This is a pre-recorded program. Jisinei muri yeZimbabwe, sematauriro edu, we are broadcasting live pamapeji edu matatu paFacebook, paVOA Shona, VOA Ndebele pamwe chete nepaVOA Studio 7. Tripo zvakare paYouTube, our official page is a VOA Zimbabwe. Saka musakanganwe muri yeZimbabwe kutinya paye pakanzishe kuitira kutione chirongwa chedu newechere chidiki neuwandu hwedu. Uyezve musakanganwe kunyora macomments mucomment section kuitira kuti tizive kuti zvechokwadi vanga vari nesu nhasi pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki ndivanani. Tinotenda zvikurusa munhu wese ari kupinda muchirongwa pari zvino muri yeZimbabwe, wonke umuntu aengenayo kuhlelo. Siyakwamula kuhlelo okhulumayo nguMike Hove. If you tuned in right now muri yeZimbabwe, you tuned into Live Talk. I go by the name of Mike Hove.
Zichipanda po ekamba ngumawiza amekuwa edu artist aka Mr. Mkhulumi sithiwa ngeVeneki. Guys, COVID-19 abayibiza ngecorona yinto ekhona phambili nge-social distancing. Asigezenye izandla, always stay safe, stay home. Last night.
Easy machita. Easy.
Easy, Machita, easy. A shout out to Mr. Nkulumi Sithiwa ngeVeneki lama wiza. There for that amazing message. Just like Jasid now we are likutaz, uma wiza uthi, hai, zilugandaba, kezai maoko, kezani zanda, COVID-19 is a real, yeah, so ngempela uma wiza uthi, it's there. Alemakoti, check him out on social media at Mawiza Online. That is on Twitter and of course on Instagram. Ukonandalo go Facebook. Now, Muri Zimbabwe, as we reach the end of tonight's program, I want to use this opportunity to celebrate the lives of young Zimbabweans who are working really hard to put represent Zimbabwe on the international stages. Tonight, Muri Zimbabwe, we're going to be speaking to several different youth. Of course, earlier on, we've highlighted the works of Babu Sinyo, and we've highlighted the works of Dr. Tinotenda Tumemeza. All of these guys are working on a global scale. But I want to continue celebrating the lives of our Zimbabwean youth. This time, we're not just focusing on COVID-19. We're focusing on different young people who have done different things towards putting Zimbabwe on the international scale. Now, this person I'd like to start off by celebrating is Kelvin Sidintiziyo, the late Kelvin Lokshin Obama, as many know him. Some know him as Vin. Now, Kelvin passed away last year in October, but Kelvin's work and the memory of Kelvin lives forever in the hearts of many, not just people in Bulawayo, but a lot of hip-hop fans, a lot of urban music fans. I remember the works of Kelvin. Now, as we commemorate the year of since his passing, I found it important, we use our platform to celebrate the works of Kelvin. Now, let us take a look at a clip that we prepared whereby we were remembering the life of the late Kelvin Mfiziyo.
I don't know, but I think Calvin on the beat.
On Saturday, 24 October 2020, 35-year-old multi-award winning rapper Kelvin passed away. An event that left a lot of Zimbabwean creatives mourning the loss of a legend, Intwana Eluveve, Intwana Kamanax, names he was affectionately known by. The 35-year-old, who has been described by some musicians as a torchbearer, passed away with over 10 official albums and 20 underground projects to his name, which featured hit singles such as Uvulawayo, Skipani, which featured multi-award-winning artist Casper Nyovest, King Kong, and more. To hear more about the legacy Kelvin left behind, I reached out to some creatives who have either crossed paths with Kelvin, had a chance to work with him, or knew him very well. Afro jazz musician MJ Singh says Kelvin helped him break into the industry.
So it's early 2014 and I'm performing my first ever gig and I'm doing a cover song. And here comes this guy. He's got merchandise, he's got caps, backpacks, everything that you can imagine. I'm like, oh, this guy. And he steps on stage and he just blows the crowd. So when he steps out of the stage, he comes to me and he says, kid, you're a star. Please come to my studio next week. And that's how it started, man. We recorded my first single, did everything from artwork, promo work. That's how it all started, man. And we just started creating music.
Kelvin touched the hearts of many. Amongst them is Vegezela, a well-known Afro-jazz musician who produced the hit single Vegezela, which has over 2 million views on YouTube.
I'm seated here in my office at a loss for words. I woke up in the morning to the sad news of the untimely departure of a hero, a superstar with a very great future. I know ukuthi umuntu makahambile will always say the nicest things, but this one is actually true. This guy was a hero.
I'm making so much noise. I'm on radio, I'm everywhere, social media, and ngibambile vele.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, there you're hearing about the memory. I was celebrating the late Kelvin Mfiziyo, aka Lokshin Obama, aka Vince. He was known by several different names. That may his soul continue to rest in peace. And of course, may his work resonate through the hearts of many across the whole country, across the whole continent, across the whole globe. Now, speaking of the lives of people that were touched by the late Kelvin Mfiziyo, earlier on, you briefly heard from MJ Singh, Afro Soul musician. Now, MJ Singh talked about how Kelvin gives him his big break. And of course, since his big break, MJ Singh has been unstoppable. He's worked with the likes of people from Kalawa Jazz Music, the record label, Stevie from Kalawa Jazz Music. He's worked with multi-award-winning producers such as Murphy Cubic. Recently, MJ Singh's caught up with him to talk about his latest single titled Feels, where he worked with award-winning producer Murphy Cubic. MJ Singh, this Kasela, Nalengomayake, and let's head over to the conversation that I have with MJ Singh.
The weird story is that it's actually the last song that we recorded on the EP.
Okay.
So. Mm-hmm. So it's just literally a story about a couple were in a relationship and they started together when things were really like on the low, on the ground. Mm-hmm. Then as soon as things started moving for the other party in the relationship, mm-hmm. no, one of the spouses is no longer doing, you know, the things that he or she was doing in the relationship in terms of consistency and being around.
Mm-hmm. I know you've been very busy. You've been in several different endeavors. You've been writing, producing. Yep. Before you even put out Feels, I saw you were doing something for Speedy with those guys with Kalawa. What's that been like, man? What's that journey been like? And how is it helping towards this project?
Man, that journey came as a surprise. Because I really didn't think that at some point in my career I'll be writing for like such legendary artists. Because, man, I've been listening to Speedy's music since like... Yeah, exactly. So it's been a life-changing experience, and it's really connected with different creatives and people that are really playing really big parts, like in terms of the music industry.
Under like lockdown and all that, like a lot of artists were very crammed down. You guys weren't gigging. You guys weren't, like a lot of people hitting it. Like, how did you find that period?
At first, we complained about the whole thing, but then we sat down and were like, guys, let's make the most out of this. Mm-hmm. So we started putting out as much content as we can in terms of just trying to flood the market with our music and all that. So we actually saw the positive side of this whole pandemic instead of just looking at the negative side. Mm-hmm. We noticed that a lot of people are online and active right now. Mm-hmm. So we started just reaching out to everyone. Because mm-hmm. there's no way Speedy was going to respond if it was like during normal
time. And, right.
Mm-hmm. But the pandemic helped us to connect with all these guys.
Take it back to the project itself. What can people expect? I know, like I said, the single Feels for me is a great vibe. You and Murphy Cubic always produce amazing stuff together. What can we expect more from the project?
Expect something different. I know people were now used to the old chill vibes, but this time I tried to just explore and challenge myself in terms of creating new vibes and just tapping into different sounds and all that.
So let's wrap up our conversation here, MJ. Tell the people where they can find this project or they can find the single. And
so for this thing, we just decided to put it on YouTube because our intentions were not to monetize with this one. But we're definitely going to upload it actually on online stores. So yeah, that's what I'm at.
I'm going to ask you to do things as we wrap up. Into your color is Potalamazo, to Abalaleli. Number two, Abalaleli, they want to hear you sing in Gomayang Corner. I'll be shy, please, sir.
I'm going to cough. Wathi babonile la. Then sesondeza lapho ku autotune, hayi autotune asisebenzisi.
Sisebenzisi natural voice.
Bazokuthola abashali bayo. Sondizela phezulu nawo songazi. Bazokuthola abashali bayo. How some diesel up tezul announce as I'm gaz. How maja so ya banda. Hey, how maja so ya banda. You're
there. Mm hmm. Better make YouTube. I'm about to YouTube. So we're going to make sure you go stream it on YouTube. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. For Bongatina.
I love you.
Unfortunately, my time is up. Final five minutes in your ESP7. My time is up. At Big Mike 3 on Twitter and Instagram is my username for those looking to catch up with me. Otherwise, Buriya Zimbabwe, let's meet same time, same place. Final five minutes in your ESP7. Next week, next Thursday. And I'm going to get an info. Jinwen Mike Ove, Ikamang Mike Ove, Chaka Gomuse, Zimbabwe Muse. Bye-bye.